imagine is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Hello there.
We're here, we're back, and welcome to Lightsaber Radio, your weekly hive of scum and villainy for anything and everything Star Wars. How is the crew doing this week?
What's going on, everybody?
We're good. We're disappointed, but we're good.
Where is the energy? Give me the energy.
Bro, last time you asked for energy?
Welcome to Star Wars, Lightsaber Radio!
I was one of those Tusken Raiders.
Yo, you could go to Walmart right now, Garrison, and buy that mask, and it probably suit that. So.
So, for the first time in what feels like ages, we have finally had some new Star Wars content. This week saw the release of 9 new Star Wars shorts, Visions. We've all watched it. We've had some opinions, some thoughts, some feelings. Tell me all about it. Garrison, since you had your hand up, go.
You know, like a couple weeks ago, how I told you guys, I was like, you know what? I regret bashing on Star Wars because I just miss Star Wars. I just want something back. I regret that statement, okay?
Yeah, I retract my statement of I'm going into this and art.
As artistically done, none of them were bad artistically. The animation was cool. It was different. It has some very cool aspects, the black and white with the splash of color. And the first one was good. Even the more cartoonish looking robot one was kind of, I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't great. But when it
was pretty bad.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, what's that Astro Boy? That's what it reminded me of.
That's, you're right. You're absolutely right with that. It was 100% based on Astro Boy. I also got some real, I don't know, this is a bit of a deep reference for our UK listeners. Reminded me of the Brave Little Toaster.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, so, that was a great movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that. That was cute. That was a cute reference. Thank you.
I want to hear everybody, did anyone have a favorite episode, CJ? Yeah.
The Ninth Jedi. I felt like it had a good story to it. I know Kyle kind of has some remarks on that, but I liked it. It could lead into more if they wanted to like take one of these. Like, well, this was kind of like a showcase to see which one people were
connected
to. Yes,
absolutely.
And they could make a show, a single show out of one of these 9 episodes. I feel like that and The Elder were the two ones that you could get a TV show off of and people would actually sit there and watch. Now, the robot one, the little robot one, no. Leave it alone.
Kyle, what was your favorite episode?
Take it off.
My favorite episode was probably, I would have to say, I don't know really. Akakari, or however you say that, was a good episode. I liked, you know, the way, but I'd probably have to say my overall favorite was probably The Elder. I thought that The Elder came through really good. It just seemed like Star Wars. You had this old Sith dude. They was talking about the Sith have been gone. They've been extinct forever. There's no Sith. And then they find this old dude. I thought that they could have done a little bit better with the actual fight scene, because like it was just too short. Like it had way too much dialogue. Like, why has it got so much dialogue? I know they have to build up a story, but then the fight scene was like literally like 2 seconds. I was like, what the hell? But that, yeah, I'd have to, probably The Elder was my favorite one. And then my second would be Akari, and then my third would be the Ninth Jedi. I like the Ninth Jedi, but one of the problems that I had with it was,
here we go,
you got all these Sith, he gives them all lightsabers.
And then fights them.
Then they turn them on, they all turn red, and then he jumps out the robot and tries to fight
that
these
was
dudes.
A
like,
cool,
who's going?
That was such a good reveal.
That was your master plan? Wait until I'm outnumbered and sure to die.
All they gotta do is hit that button, and they're all gonna be like blue, green, and purple, and then boom, red, 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 blue. And it's like,
Okay.
And then why didn't they? When the kid grabs the lightsaber, the young one, actually the only one out of all of them that was standing there that had a lightsaber that turned not red. They didn't kill him. They just looked at him like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they kill him?
I thought that was funny. I thought that was kind of a clever little like, hey, you're gonna die here in a minute, but we need to talk to the guy who's making this. I liked that. I liked that a lot. So,
now the concept that I did like about it was the fact of what was I gonna say? I just lost it. My brain said, whew. The fact of that the lightsaber builder, his daughter was dope, but he created the lightsabers and he kind of went off something that's like Legends, kind of a little bit known in Legends or EU or however you want to say it, and a little bit in canon. The force, the way you project the force is the way that your lightsaber ignites on what color it actually is. Your color represents your force ability. So when they hit them and they all come out red and then, you know, they switch depending on who they are and their thing. So the kyber crystals read what they are. I thought that was a good nod to Legends and EU and a little bit of canon with person's lightsaber is depicting on whether or not they are from the light or the dark or what type of force ability they have or how they react with the force. Because a purple lightsaber is somebody that's on a balance like a yellow, you know, somebody that can draw from the dark or the light. And because that's why Mace Windu's was purple. And then why Rey's is yellow is because she's the balance of the force. She's the only force user left. So there's no reason to have a red or a blue or green or whatever. It might as well be yellow because she's directly in the middle of the dark and the light. So I like that reference. It kind of went to, it even shows like with Revan, because Revan's lightsaber purple. So it's like, okay, you know, he had the red and the purple one because he could draw from the light or the dark. So I just thought that them was good references that they put into it. Now, I don't know if that was their intention, but that they did it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Charlie. Bless you. I was going to leap in. My favorite episode was the first one. I think it really sort of packed a punch. I made a load of notes. I'm going to go through some of them. Each episode started with the classic Star Wars pan down, which I really appreciated. It was that sort of sense of familiarity in what we were watching. There were huge Kurosawa vibes in that first episode. We had some really nice references to the Hidden Fortress, a really nice tie back to George's main influences when he was creating Star Wars. Something that I thought was really cool, they were 3D models, the way they make the Bad Batch, but those 3D models were rotoscoped to give it that hand-drawn kind of jittery aesthetic that's really, really unique and really, really interesting. The Umbrella Saber.
Yes! The fact that you could take it off!
Weird.
The best creation out of all nine of these episodes. I need it right now. We also had the Jewel of the Fates music that we're all so familiar with and so in love with. There were some themes of that within the music of the first episode.
That's one thing that I have to say that I liked about all of them. They all had good music.
Yeah.
All of the music was really good. They had really good music.
Also, each episode was styled to be reminiscent of a more familiar, more well-known sort of anime, which I thought was really cool. It was nice to be able to differentiate between the styles. But since we've all got some real aggro going on here, what was everyone's least favorite episode? Like, what one really just too much? Not interested. Garrison?
Hold on.
Just skip me. Is that how it goes? What is this?
I'm so sorry. I'm a horrible host.
I don't care. Garrison, next.
Okay. So, because my two cents are so important that we need to backtrack. I like the duel. My only, like, and I would want more of that storyline. It was hard. Just the way it was animated just kind of threw me off. I didn't like the black and white. I wanted a little bit more.
It was kind of color as well.
Yeah. It was kind of hard to look at a little bit.
Are looking at it.
But other than that, I thought the story was good and I would want to see more of that story. But yeah, I couldn't get through with the animation and stuff. And the Umbrella Saver, I'll just let you have it, Charlie. I'm not going to say anything about that. My favorite though was the Elder, like by far. The Elder, just kind of like Kyle said, the Elder seemed like the only one that was like Star Wars. You know what I mean? The rest, I feel like the rest of the episodes honestly could have just been like any other story. Star Wars didn't even need to be a part of it, and it would change very small amount. They'd still generally be the same episode. The Elder's the only one that I felt like I was actually in the Star Wars universe and actually watching a Star Wars film or a Star Wars Wars episode, because the other ones just seem like the same thing could have happened without Star Wars and nothing would have changed. The other was kind of grounded in Star Wars.
Okay, hold on, everybody, right quick. Hold up. Just hold on. I want to remind everyone, starting this Saturday, October 2nd, 2021, at 10 a.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, Lightsaber Radio will be going live on YouTube, Twitch, and possibly Facebook if I can figure out how to get Facebook to work. And the show's audio will be put out on all the podcast platforms later that day. So technically, we are moving the podcast to Saturday. Live video Saturday morning and audio only Saturday afternoon. Just go to Lightsaber Radio on any of those platforms to find us. Subscribe, follow, or whatever they call it on that platform, and set a reminder so you won't miss out. We really want everyone there so we can interact with all of you. Okay, that's all I had to say. Well, let's get back to the show.
This was the main criticism that, like, both me and my partner had. We watched them together, and he was really surprised. I think he, like CJ said, he was expecting more Star Wars and slightly less anime, but we sort of had a kind of misbalance of that, and some of the episodes just didn't feel terribly grounded. I know that they're not canon, therefore they're not really real. This isn't like a Marvel what-if scenario, but...
I'm not even EU.
Yeah, exactly. I wish a little... Nick described it as they were almost created by people who didn't actually know that much about Star Wars. And I'm not saying that to be like excessively harsh, just it showed a little, especially for us as such dedicated fans.
Yeah, I could totally see that. But I'd be okay with them making it the Elder Canon. I really liked it. Actually.
Yeah. Like CJ said, this...
You could really go off of two to three of these short little episodes and make a full-blown two, three-season anime.
Absolutely.
And give us more Star Wars, because we here at LSR will never, ever complain about more Star Wars. But if
I
you had to pick... Okay, I got a question for everybody. Hold on. I care, Sid. If everybody had to pick one to come off as a TV show by itself, which one would it be? Like, before we go into what we don't
know. Elder. Easy.
Yeah, Elder. Or...
Okay, I'm stuck between the Elder and the Ninth Jedi.
Or Locke and Ocho. I really, really enjoyed that episode. That was really sweet.
Not as Star Wars, though. That was my thing. Like,
no,
I totally, like,
randomly make one.
As its own show, I thought it was okay, but I just didn't think it fit in Star Wars like the other ones did.
What are your guys' least favorite episodes? Kyle.
I'll go first. Wind was freaking stupid. It was dumb. You can't breathe in outer space.
So
they
dumb.
Flying around, breathing in outer space. Like, come on. I don't care who you are, what culture you're from, if it's anime or whatever. At least be somewhat realistic to a point of you cannot breathe in outer space. And they're just floating around in outer space. The
riding
ship takes
on top
off.
Of an X-Wing?
On the X-Wing with the lightsaber out and using lightning and all that. You can't use lightning.
Okay,
Okay, it was literally like, you know when you're talking to a little kid and they're telling you a story or like a dream that they had and they just like keep building on random stuff and you're like, oh, you don't say, wow, that's really cool. And you're not even following what they're saying. Just because then there was like an explosion and then they had a giant, that was the twins, okay? Like it was just a little kid who just got carried away, going crazy, just adding whatever the he wanted. Didn't matter if it made sense. That was the
you
twin.
Truly deserve an Emmy for that performance, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then the second one would have to be 2B1.
I thought that one was kind of cute. I figured if you're gonna throw something out,
robots can't use the force. They're not. They don't have force.
Why you gotta be like that?
Rash.
Why you gotta be like that?
No.
So
We openly stated that we were not gonna judge this due to the fact that it is non-canon. You got no.
I never said that.
All of you were wrong. All of you were wrong.
If I can't judge it, then I can't be on this show.
I'm sorry, but the worst episode was The Village Bride. I understood. I speak the Queen's English, and I have done for 26 years. I did not understand a word of what was going on in that episode. No, there were lots of sentences being said, but those sentences did not make any sense.
It was like Yoda having a conversation with himself.
Yes, that's how it felt.
Yeah,
no, 2B1 was not the worst.
Alzheimer's.
No, I'm sorry. Tatooine Rhapsody was the worst thing ever.
Okay,
I get what they were trying to do, right? They were trying to like have kind of a rock opera. In order to do that, you have to have like good music. The music was just like
music.
Oh, that was the worst song ever.
Yeah,
that was the worst.
The whole crowd was like, yeah. And I'm watching Jabba it. Really taking music from you guys that bad, so anything sounds good?
I was like, literally, I had to, the subtitles up while I was watching it, and I'm like actually reading the subtitles of what they're saying. I'm like, this dude, this is stupid. What are you even talking about? Like, this ain't even good music. This ain't even good lyrics at all. This is just like, why?
This is
like,
just gibberish.
Like, it don't even rhyme. It's not even, it don't make sense. This is terrible.
He would have been better off singing in Huttese, okay? Like,
I would rather listen to Huttese.
But it was the only episode, yeah. I have to give it to this. It was the only episode that, like, didn't really have no fighting in it. You know, there was no type of fighting or anything like that. It was just them trying to save their friend, and the plot of it was good. They were trying to save their friend from getting killed by Jabba.
You can't turn a lightsaber into a freaking microphone. And, you can't.
Oh, I actually thought that
yes,
was
Yes, you
neat.
Can.
I thought that was kind of
no,
cute.
No, that was garbage.
But I thought it kind of represented like the crew. If one of y'all was in trouble, the rest of us would come and try to help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought that's what it represented. But that's why I liked it a little bit.
If you're trying to say, just a heads up, guys. If I'm ever captured by a gangster and you're trying to save me, don't sing a stupid ass song. Just let me die.
Thank you. No, I'm sorry. The only thing, like, I yelled. I'm in my room. I'm watching this. I watched his lightsaber not work, and I'm like, oh man, poor his lightsaber doesn't work. Later on, his lightsaber turns into a microphone. My ass. No, no, that is a lightsaber, not a microphone. Put that shit back. You're a bad Jedi. You're a bad Jedi. How dare you?
Hey, we're trashing this one. We're trashing this one, and I agree. We should trash this one. But what really deserves trashing was that stupid droid one. I'm sorry. We need to trash that more.
It was so bad.
Sweet. It was so bad.
Why in all of
cute.
Them?
I thought it was clever, and I figured it would be a great little Disney children's show if you put it on the Disney Kids section.
I was going to say, it. I think the kids would adore it. It's so Astro Boy. It's so sweet.
I think that's the reason I didn't like it, because it's like, I feel like it was Astro Boy. And then my thing was like, why did all the kind of terrible ones, like, you know, they all look like Darth Vader. Like, all the bad guys, the Inquisitor in that show, in the cartoon, he looked like Darth Vader. And the other one, dude, looked like Darth Vader. It's like, why do y'all, and the twins, they look like Darth Vader. Like, why do all y'all look like Darth Vader, man? Y'all can't come up with new awesome costumes or be something different. All of them is Darth Vader.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
But that's one of the things that made them bad. Like, dude, why are y'all looking like that? It made it, like, it's supposed to be dope if it has Darth Vader in it. You can't make bad shit and then put Darth Vader in it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work.
What did you guys think of the weapon designs? Because we got some really interesting blends between sort of traditional Japanese weaponry and lightsabers. I think there were some really, really the lightsaber in Lop and Ocho was gorgeous. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, one thing I will say is I did kind of like at least the lightsaber designs. They were kind of cool, seeing like different spins on lightsabers. So I actually didn't mind that.
I thought in the little droid one, his lightsaber looked a lot like Cal Kestis's lightsaber.
Yeah.
Order 66. It did. It had the same hilt. It had the same pommel. It looked very similar to it.
I'm guessing,
I see where you guys stole that from, but
The animators are trying to find familiar threads so that people still feel grounded. I will admit, though, I wanted to say this earlier, the twins in wrestling, there's a concept of suspension of disbelief. It's the idea that you know this isn't real, but you go into it anyway to enjoy it. There were certain aspects of certain episodes, particularly the twins, that ripped that out from under your feet. It took it away completely and sort of left you a bit stranded and feeling a bit confused. People can't breathe in space.
Yeah. I mean, that was my problem. Even if it's animated, you know, everybody knows that you can't breathe in outer space. So why would you allow them to be able, it doesn't make sense. And it just ruined the whole thing. It might've been actually kind of good, because as soon as I seen them in outer space breathing, I was like, oh man, I was too busy complaining about what was happening than I was actually watching the story. I was like, man, what the hell? This dude's flying on a damn front of an X-Wing. What the hell is going on? Now, I think this would be a perfect time to get to our sponsor for today's episode.
Thanks to the training I received in the Empire, I have all the skills I need to make it in the real world. The Empire GI Bill helped me finish school. Hey, wait up! And I'm met my wife in the service. We had our honeymoon on Alderaan.
Good thing we took pictures, huh?
The Empire. Chasing rebel scum. Killing Luke's aunt and uncle. Telling people to move along. The Empire. Our ships are big triangles.
The thing that was dumb is, like, even the creators knew that. Because when the droid goes out to rescue the sister, the droid's wearing a space helmet. Yeah. I'm like, what the? So the one person who doesn't need it has it? Like,
the astromech don't need it. Like, why? Why? What is your point behind this? There isn't one. You just threw a bunch of shit together and slapped it on a show and called it Star Wars. That's not how that works.
It was not like how a little kid just vomited on a piece of paper and called it art. Like, it was just...
That would have been more art than what we got.
And then the one that I'd have to say out of all of them, that was just kind of like, it was just there. And that was the Village Bride. It was like nothing really happened. Like, okay, they go get married. They sitting there chilling. And then the bad guys come. You kind of pick that old Mr. G Money over there. Bad guys come. They go to do whatever the thing is. She pops up, uses the force, and then it's over. I was like, dude, well, okay, wait a minute. Like, what just happened? Like, I don't get what happened.
Yeah. And there was so much, like, there was stuff that happened in there that, like, they didn't even go into. It was like, what the?
Like, they're sitting there getting drunk. Like, they're you could have took that out and put in some, lightsaber fighting. You know what I'm saying? Something.
It was very, very flat, in my opinion. It was definitely my least favorite episode out of all of them. It was the one I least enjoyed watching.
Yeah. And then I wish there would have been more comedy in at least one of them. Like, one of the ones that had, like, a boring, like, plot, because, like, Elder was good the way it was. But one of the other ones, if they're going to be bad, you might as well put some comedy in there. Let me laugh a little bit.
I have to really say that the in that episode, it's like in the Elder, the old man was kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? He had some little comical little parts to it, you know, because what he said, like, oh, I've been waiting to kill some Jedi. It's been 1,000 years since I had fought a Jedi. And if I was younger, I'd have kicked your ass type shit. But I'm old as dirt, you know what I'm saying? So it was kind of funny, but there was, like, really in all of them, it's like there was really not a lot of comedy in any of them, and I think there should have been. They should have just sprinkled a little bit more comedy.
Right.
Because, like, the duel was cool, man. The duel just, it was cool, but it just seemed like, what are you trying to explain? It was like all the stories had no story except for the Elder. The Elder was the only one that really had a story from beginning to end. A story. Like, the Jedi shows up with his Padawan. They feel the dark side. Gotta go check it out. It kind of went through a whole story. Some of the other ones, it's like, what is going on? Like, you just jump me in right to some action, or jump me into this boring ass, I'm about to fall asleep. I gotta watch the next episode. I'm about to fall asleep watching this Village Bride crap. Like, I'm about to go to sleep because I don't know what's going on.
I have to say this. It took me 4 days to watch all of these episodes because I kept falling asleep to one of the episodes.
It took me about 2 days.
I didn't even fall asleep. I was just too bored.
Well, yeah, that's how bored I got. I would sit right here in my chair and I'm watching it and I would pass out in this chair. Reminds you, this chair freaking sucks. It is not comfortable to fall asleep in. Wake up, back's hurting, and I have to put on another episode because I wanted to get through this. God.
I'm watching it. I was like, you know what sounds more fun than this? Studying for my accounting exam.
Oh.
That's so, wow.
I watched all of them. Go ahead.
I was guessing, sort of in conclusion, are there any episodes specifically that you guys would like to see continued? Would you be happy if The Elder became sort of like a 2-3 season epic, would you guys tune in for that? Would you be into that?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally would.
I would.
As much as I don't like the rest of them, I like The Elder that much. Like, I really did like The Elder.
I like The Ninth Jedi enough. I think The Ninth Jedi could do it too. I think that they could have, because it basically, The Ninth Jedi is right after The Phantom Menace and 40 years after The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. So,
no more lightsabers.
Like, I could see that becoming an actual thing, you know?
Hey, who was right? Y'all bashed me for saying that.
I was going to say, we need to go back and congratulate Garrison for his sensational predictions, most of which were basically 100% correct.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
All of them, but they're pretty close.
He's a good A- on predictions. Like, he was great. There's
can
a couple
that,
words.
Can that transfer to like points for Charlie's Impossible Quiz?
Because... No, that's
not what you trying to cheat already? I think you winning already this season. or this 10 episode.
All I've got to say is when it's my turn to ask the questions and go up against Charlie, she is screwed. All I've got to say. I've been writing questions this episode that I'm going to have. I've been writing them down every time because I've been listening to books like crazy. So I'm like, ooh, I'm going to start ripping stuff out of books. I'm going to start stuff off these things I'm seeing.
You think I'm not doing that already? You don't think I've got like 10 Star Wars encyclopedias on order to be delivered so I can make harder and harder questions?
I already have.
She's going to fail.
So my grandfather gave me these books of like the types of droids and the types of ships. And
I'm screwed.
So you want to play the game? Get ready to play the game. Like we're gonna have some fun.
Yeah,
I'm not tripping.
There's a plethora of questions that is out there that could be asked about all kind of different things. When I was on my trip, I was watching a lot of the documentaries. Which I gotta say one thing: all you assholes that was talking shit about George Lucas, y'all kiss it, like for the reals. Because I watched the fans versus George Lucas or whatever it's called. Y'all suck. George Lucas.
That's a really good documentary.
Yeah,
I highly recommend watching it. It makes you angry.
Yeah, because all they do is
they're making
stuff
another
about George on here. Like, oh, there's a bunch of them. There's like 40 of them. They got a documentary about every one of the movies.
The director that helped him on Empire, he is making a documentary about George Lucas and is sitting there at a round table with him and talking to him about American Graffiti, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Blade Runner, all these things that he was a part of.
Ain't he dead?
I just thought what the fuck died already.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. I heard that one of the guys that helped him direct was on it with the director's panel with George is making a documentary about George. And I
could Empire because George didn't direct Empire at all.
Who's the one that directed Empire? Because I could have swore that was the one that was going to be doing the documentary.
George had a lot of problems with ESB.
I love to distract
everybody, but just to wind us back around, as we have beaten Visions to absolute death, does anybody have any final thoughts before we move on?
No.
Actually, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear a five-star. Arvin Kershner died in 2010.
Yeah, then I don't know who it is. But somebody is making a documentary about him. About George. It's kind of like a life story thing.
There's like 40 documentaries right now. The last one came out in 2018 or 2020 about George Lucas or about Star Wars in general. They have a documentary on the making of every single one of the all nine of them. It's The Fan and the Jedi, and it's actually Rian Johnson. It's actually a documentary about Rian Johnson creating Jedi for the movie, which he didn't create.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I did as well. Yes, what I wanted to hear, going back to Visions before I was so rudely interrupted, wanted to hear, give me a score out of 5 stars. Give me a 5-star rating. Go, CJ.
Do you want a 5-star rating?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't gonna
out of
freaking
five,
get
four
one.
Stars. Out of 5 stars.
Hell no, you ain't gonna get one.
Like,
I'll give you
the whole
2.5. The only reason why
like
there is a 2.5 is because of the 2 episodes.
Fair.
Being 2.5 out.
For like Elder, I'd give it like maybe a 5, honestly, because I liked it. But for like ones like Bride or the Robot One or Tatooine Rhapsody, you're getting like a 1.
Fair. Kyle?
I would say overall, I would give it a 3. Like overall.
Yeah, I was going to go with like I'd a 3.5. I think there was enough of a balance of good / maybe not so good, but still enough to be enjoyable, particularly for me as a really, really big anime fan. I know it's maybe more difficult for like CJ because it's not something you're terribly well versed in, but as an anime fan and a Star Wars fan, I feel like they worked hard to cater to the needs.
I think the voice acting was great. I might give it a 3.
Oh, the voice acting was wonderful.
I thought the voice acting was great, except for the village bride or whatever.
Ugh.
There was a lot of good things that it offered, but I just wish that they would have kept more. It seems like they, like we said earlier, it went more anime than it did Star Wars on a lot of the episodes, and mm-hmm. I wish they would have kind of at least tried to keep some Star Wars theming involved in the actual making of it, because a lot of it did. They were just like, how is this even Star Wars? Like, dude, this don't even make sense. So that's why I came to the point of it was a 3, because I like anime and I'm not a like huge fan of anime or nothing like that. It's not like I'm gonna get off of here and go watch anime. I'll go watch, you know, Return of the Sith or Revenge of the Sith or something before I go watch some anime. I'll even watch Rebels and Clone Wars before I watch some anime. But if anime's on, something that looks cool, I'll watch it. My son watches some pretty cool stuff with vampires and all kind of crazy stuff, but and it's decent. But this was just like it was like the theme wasn't there. The Star Wars theme wasn't there in a lot of the episodes. That's why I dropped it down to with.
Well, I think it's been quite eventful so far. Is it time to move on to
the HollowNet news and rumors?
I only have a few little bits this week, but I'll let CJ go first because I think he's got some exciting stuff.
First off, happy birthday, Mr. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, the Joker, the Trickster, the man himself, the myth, the legend. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to our hero, Mark Hamill. Happy birthday. Yeah,
he done good.
I just thought...
A legend, the king of Star Wars. An icon.
But I don't think I've ever seen him, like, any role that he plays, I've ended up liking it. Like, even in like non-Star Wars, like Avatar The Last Airbender. He's super dope in that.
He's so universally loved. Like,
he's just,
I loved him as the Trickster in the 90s Flash show, and I loved him as the Trickster in the new Flash show. I love him as the Joker. He was the first Joker I ever heard, and he was so iconic that people try to emulate his Joker when they try to go into that role. The only person that did their own Joker, in my personal opinion and eyes, is Mr. Heath Ledger himself. May he rest in peace. But
I don't know. Joaquin Phoenix did his own Joker. That was pretty.
Joaquin Phoenix also had a
very
great
Joker. Oh yeah.
But back, we're a Star Wars podcast.
Sorry, yeah.
Yes.
That's my bad.
But the next thing I have is that there is 7 new Black Series figures coming out that are GameStop Gaming Greats exclusive. They've already dropped 3 of them. One of them was Cal Kestis. One of them is it's awesome. It comes with a BB-8 and that little droid.
It's not BB-8, it's BD-1.
Whatever. Yeah, I liked the game. He was just another droid people could fall in love with.
Hell, BB-8.
Garrison, you gotta let me finish my statement.
Dude, you scared me for a second. Nah, BD-1's dope.
He was
like
a great little droid. He was a great.
BD-1 is adorable.
They dropped Cal Kestis. They dropped the Imperial Snowtrooper from Empire. That is a part of Battlefront 2. And they dropped a Clone Trooper from Battlefront 2 also. They gave it a 6, but there is a 7th mystery one that will be revealed in December. Before Christmas. The other 3 that they have are a Wookiee warrior, a Dathomirian male, and Echo before he became in the Bad Batch. Also, Hasbro decided to drop a beautiful, and I love the droids, cartoon TV show. They are giving us Boba Fett before he became the iconic green and black and red and all that fun stuff that we have. He is the original Boba Fett. R2 and 3PO, and they come with little coins, little metal coins that are gold. And it just got this classic 80s vibe to the packaging. It's kind of just
love
it
that.
Looks great. It looks great. Other than that, I mean, other than the stackable snack pack bottles that I have, which there's 6 of them, and I could probably spend 20 minutes describing these, so I'm not going to. Just look it up. That's all I have. I just want to once again say happy birthday to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Mark Hamill. And who's next?
I also wanted to point out that didn't CJ, as this episode comes out on a Thursday, aren't we supposed to be wishing a very special someone a happy birthday?
Yeah, I was going to wait for that, but yeah, throw this out there. So I want to say real fast, happy birthday to my lightsaber dueling partner as a child, the Sith to my Jedi, the best little co-pilot I could have ever had, my baby brother, Austin. He is not a very big Star Wars fan, but he, growing up, if I had another lightsaber, he would fight with me. He was always the great little tag along. He was my little Chewie half the time. And now he's got 2 beautiful little girls and they both love Star Wars more than he does. And they like to hang out with me and watch Star Wars now, which is amazing. I think I turned them because he is a Halo fan and he wants them to be into Halo, but they don't like Halo. They like lightsabers. They like blasters and they like loud noises. So good yeah, kids. No, the kids are great. Yeah, no, just happy birthday, little brother. And when, like I said, when this episode comes out, you will be number 23.
Aww. Garrison, do you have any news for us this week?
Other than Mark Hamill liking the prequels.
Aww.
That was a yes. Mark Hamill liked the prequels.
He does not. He's just being nice. Yeah.
No.
We know better.
Defend the prequels at all costs.
Defend the prequels. Come at me, bro. I like
the prequels. Oh my god. Okay? Garrison and I agree with each other, besties.
It's a rare occurrence.
The prequels had the dopest movie. Revenge of the Sith was the dopest movie.
We settled it with a bracket. That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, that was the goal. It had the best lightsaber scenes. It had the best graphics. It had the best music. It was just the best, man. I don't know what anybody's talking about. And I don't know. I'm supposed to like Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back. And
why am I the one going original trilogy here? Like, why am I like the original trilogy purist? Like, I don't get it.
I'm gonna say all of them was great because Phantom Menace was kind of and then Return of the Clone or Attack of the Clones was just like or the Clone Wars, it was just but Revenge of the Sith, Revenge of the Sith was dope.
Fight me.
I've been learning to box, you guys better watch out.
I boxed for 10 years, let's go.
Okay,
I'm a southpaw, let's go.
Oh my god,
that's so cute. Right, I only have a few little bits of news this week. We've got a new Star Wars mobile game called Lego Star Wars Battles, which is a sort of, it's referred to as a PvP strategy game, so I'm guessing press button, thing happen. If you guys are into your mobile gaming and microtransactions, we also, off the back of The Mandalorian winning, I think, 7 out of the however many nominated Emmys, there is a new video on YouTube which highlights all of, like, it's a big sort of special effects reel to celebrate the incredible steps that ILM made in making The Mandalorian.
Yeah, the giant wall of TVs that they use.
Yeah.
They create the backgrounds. That was game changing anyway, because there's no green screen. It's crazy what ILM and Walt Disney is doing with The Mandalorian. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous how far Lucasfilms, Walt Disney, and ILM are going to make these live action films live action. If you watch that, there's no way you couldn't tell that they wasn't at on scene, you know, that they were doing this in a studio. There's no, like, you could not tell. This was not no CGI background, no crap like that. You could not tell that they weren't there on location, that they were in some studio when they was recording this. I couldn't tell. And I do a lot of video editing over the years and I couldn't tell. I mean, it was
good. It was really
what they're
good.
Doing is dope. They're doing some dope stuff.
But no, I think it's been a relatively slow week for Star Wars news. I think most articles and most YouTube sites have been talking about Visions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do have one bit of Vision news if y'all want to hear about it, since we're on
video. No.
No, no more.
So comicbook.com recently had a chance to sit down with the executive producer James Wan, and he personally overseen the collection from start to finish. And according to him, he said that they would be considering doing a second season of Visions, but that all depends on us, the fans, on how well the fans take it. They've already got the green light to do it according to if the fans like it, and they get good response. They already got the green light to go with the second season.
Just Elder.
Don't do Visions. Literally just call it Star Wars Elders or Star Wars. Anything else.
Please.
Don't make it Visions. Yes. Don't give us the crap that you gave us. You gave us 3 out of 9. Your percentage is not doing so well. Don't.
Well, just be like, actually, yeah, Star Wars Elder
thing
Vision.
Is, it's been pretty positive so far. It got a 95% Rotten Tomatoes rate.
Okay. Yeah.
Those guys are a bunch of hacks anyway.
Yeah, bro. Like,
Rotten Tomatoes,
The Last Jedi got like a 90%. Doesn't mean it's like, good.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, Rotten Tomatoes is a fan base. So it's not off of, you know, like 3 critics or anything like that. Rotten Tomatoes has to do with people watching it and giving a response to, so they can go in and vote. You can actually go in and vote on Rotten Tomatoes. And they got a 95%.
You hear that? Anybody who's listening to us, go on Rotten Tomatoes, rank all the crappy episodes of Visions, rank them as low as you possibly can, and then rank Elder really high.
Lightsaber Radio approves this message.
Wait, was that the audience score or the tomato meter? That's what I want to know.
Tomato meter.
I don't know. I'm just reading it off. This is off of Showbiz Cheat Sheet, but this is off of...
I'm going to get on Rotten Tomatoes and look at this.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Okay. Tomato meter, 24%. Audience score, 18%.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, wow. So Wrong vision. Y'all liars. Liars.
95%
Showbiz.
You're right. It's 95%. Sorry, I was on the Wrong Visions. 95%. Audience score is 75%.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Still.
So right. Still.
I'm curious.
I think it's also important to remember.
Who is watching it? Now, if you got a lot of young people watching this, a lot of anime fans.
Yeah,
they're going to like it. A young animated fan, somebody like my son, they're going to like this. They're going to like it. I'm just old and I don't get that shit.
So, we didn't look this up.
I look at story. Well, look at rap nowadays. Rap don't even have, all they do is say the same thing 400 times onto a beat and then they be the number one selling person in the world.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, can I say something real fast about the Bad Batch? Do you guys want to know what the Bad Batch got on Rotten Tomatoes? That was the first thing that popped up.
50.
The tomato meter was 88%.
Great. Good.
The average audience score was 81. That's awesome.
Wow.
That's got a great audience score. That's amazing.
The Bad Batch.
I'm sorry. I had to look that up because we didn't talk about what we really wanted to see from the Bad Batch audience wise, what we thought of it. We were hoping everybody agreed with us. Please agree with us because the Bad Batch was amazing.
We're Lightsaber Radio. Everyone agrees with us.
That's a bold thing to say.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
the Rise. Hold on, I'm gonna pull Rise of Skywalker. The tomato meter gave the Rise of Skywalker 52%, and the audience gave it an 86. 86%
yes,
audience score was a lie.
Rise of Skywalker, the actual movie wasn't a bad movie. The only thing that sucked about Rise of Skywalker is the way that Luke Skywalker died. Other than that, the movie was all right. Luke Skywalker died at the end, just disappeared like a
that was Last Jedi.
Didn't get a fight. Oh, yeah.
Last Jedi is drastic. You got 91% from Tomato Meter, and the audience score was 42%.
Do you want to know what this sounds like to me? This conversation sounds like you're stalling for the quiz because you don't want to fail.
Final word. Final word.
Not like that.
Don't make any more visions. Just make Elder. That's what we want.
Okay.
That's what people want.
Make Elder or the Ninth Jedi and just have two.
Just Elder. We don't need the Ninth Jedi. That's
just it. Do a whole series on people getting married and Jedi pull. Not doing anything.
Oh, jeez.
Instead of the village bride, you could be the Jedi don't do anything to help the bride. That's what you could call it.
Are we ready to get our asses kicked?
Well, I mean, I'm ready. Visions was full of so many lightsabers. This week's Impossible Quiz is themed around lightsabers.
Oh, flip.
Oh, God.
I might be good.
You might we'll be see. Good. Is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Charlie's Impossible Quiz.
Question number one. What planet was the first lightsaber built on? CJ?
Eram.
No.
It's the ice planet that comes with the Kyber crystals?
No.
It's E-R-U-M? No?
You're wrong.
Coruscant.
No. Garrison, any guesses? Because it looks like you're Googling.
Is it the one? No, I'm not Googling, sorry. Is it the one from...
We can see you!
I can see you like this.
I'm not Googling, though.
We can see
though.
You!
I had given up on the question, so.
Fair enough. The answer is the planet Tython.
Oh, is that the one from that book?
Oh, yes. Okay. I did a whole podcast on the book, Dawn of the Jedi, Into the
Void. Okay. Question number two.
Before you go on, I got to say this. So I did the whole podcast on the book, and they didn't have lightsabers on there. They was using actual metal swords that was created by some super samurai Jedi from back in the day when they were still called Jedi.
And fiberblades.
Yeah, then they started creating the actual lightsabers. But yeah, so I should have known that. I'm sorry, I'm evil.
Question number two. Name the prop that was used to create the iconic Skywalker saber. Kyle?
It was a camera.
Nope.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. I need the name. Garrison?
What?
Wait, you need the name what?
It's not a camera.
Oh, is it a boom?
Close.
Like mic stick?
How do you guys not know this?
I don't know. Boom.
Right. As somebody who has had a Graflex built from a cast of the original, it is a Graflex 3-cell flash gun. It is a flash gun that was attached to cameras. It's not a camera, it's a flash gun.
But it's still part of the camera.
It's not a camera. They're two very different things.
She's more specific.
Question number three. In the beginning.
Dave, where's Dave?
In the beginning, lightsabers were far too unstable to be powered alone. What were these wired sabers called? Garrison.
Oh, I don't know what they're called. Never mind.
Oh, you guys should know this.
White swords.
White swords, no.
Laser sword.
Close. CJ?
Oh, never mind.
CJ, never mind.
Laser sword.
The answer is proton saber.
Oh man. I knew that too.
Question number four. Who was the first Sith Lord to wield a double-bladed lightsaber?
Darth Maul.
No.
Was it... No. Who's the guy who trained Bane? Was it him? No.
CJ?
Cordis.
No. CJ?
Never mind.
If you keep putting your hand up and then not answering, you're getting deducted points. The answer is...
My computer keeps lagging.
The answer is Exar Kun.
Exar Kun.
Exar Kun, I'm so sorry. Question number five. How much could you expect to pay for a lightsaber in the Star Wars universe?
It was free because you built it.
No. There is one incident of a lightsaber being sold at a market. CJ?
I'm lagging.
CJ.
You don't know. Garrison.
I'm lagging, guys. I'm lagging. Credit.
You are so close. I'm going to give you the point because you're actually pretty close. It's 500,000 galactic credits.
Wow, that was...
500,000? Half a million credits for...
Yeah, half a million galactic credits for a lightsaber.
Jesus.
Question number seven. Can you name any of the prop parts used in the creation of Obi-Wan's original lightsaber as seen in A New Hope? Garrison?
A flash code.
No.
A boomstick.
No, I will take any guesses at this point.
A muffler.
A muffler. You know what? I'm going to give you at least 1 point for that.
What?
Originally, it was made from an Armitage Shank Starlight model hand wheel, a World War I No. 3 MK1 British rifle grenade, and a Rolls-Royce Derman MK8/MK9 jet engine balance pipe.
I know it had a car part in it. I just couldn't remember what it was called.
Interesting.
You can have a point for
this
car
part. That's pretty cool.
Question number eight. Which film saw Luke Skywalker's lightsaber change from blue to green and why?
Empire Strikes Back.
Garrison.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know why?
Originally he was using his father's lightsaber and that's when he built his own.
Close. I'll give you... you can have 1 point. Technically...
He got his hand cut off in Empire Strikes Back. That's why he's being glossed.
In the original Return of the Jedi trailer and the posters, Luke Skywalker's lightsaber was blue, but when they were filming on Tatooine, the color of the lightsaber blade blended into the sky. Nobody could see it, so it was changed to green.
Oh.
And that only happened when the movie was released into cinemas.
Okay, I didn't know you were asking outside.
This is a big one. Question number nine. Can you name all eight lightsaber forms?
We couldn't even get one.
Garrison knows a few of them.
Genso.
Yes.
You have Shicho.
Yes.
Something. Makashi.
Yes.
Soresu.
Yes.
Ataru.
Yes.
How many am I at?
Five. Six.
Neiman.
Yes.
And there's one more. Vapid.
Yes, congratulations.
I know those.
Way to go, Garrison!
There's actually eight because the one that Mace Windu created.
Yes,
that's seven.
No, that's eight.
Yeah, I wrote the question down wrong. I had seven as the actual answer, so Garrison gets the points, but there is also an extra one that I think is to do with like double-bladed lightsaber handling. It's a couple of discrepancies, but I went with the kind of main seven. So well done.
Basically, the headmaster, if in the Bane book, the not the headmaster, but the dude that trained Bane, he had his own lightsaber form, and it was based on a dual-bladed lightsaber. But then actually, Mace Windu had his own one too, because Mace Windu created another one, which was a combination of all first of the seven, because he was the only Jedi to ever master all seven of the lightsabers.
I thought Vapid was the one that he made, and then like there was another one called Juyo, and then he made Vapid.
So yeah, well, Geo and Vapid are the same. They're classes
form.
Which is why I gave you the point, because you said, and also Shen and Genso are both forms of Form 5. You said Genso.
Right, yeah.
But no, the traditional seven, Shicho, Makashi, Sureshu, Ataru, Shien, Gemso, Neiman, Duo, and Vapad. I am so proud of you. I genuinely didn't think anybody was going to get those. Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I'm a nerd about this.
Question number 10. In the Star Wars films, on what planet do we see the final lightsaber battle?
In the lightsaber?
The final lightsaber battle.
Final lightsaber
of, like,
battle?
All the Star Wars?
Versus two lightsabers fighting against each other. Yes, the final.
On what planet?
Yes.
Can you restate the question? Yeah, I'm kind of confused.
In the Star Wars films, i.e. all of them, if we go canonically, what planet do we see the final versus lightsaber battle?
It's that water world.
Yes, what planet do Rey and Kylo have their final fight on? There you go.
I don't know. It looks like Kamino, but it's not Kamino. It's like, it's all raining and there's a bunch of waves and crap.
Well, my thing is this, didn't the Death Star, and I didn't get that in the movie, because doesn't the Death Star land on Endor?
No, the planet with the shell of the old Death Star is Kethbir.
I didn't get that. That didn't make no sense. They fly off of Endor. If it's going to land on a planet, it's going to land on Endor. It's not going to fly clear across the galaxy to this other planet.
Kyle and Garrison, this next question is just for you guys, because you're going to love the answer. Question number 11. Who owned the only lightsaber rifle?
Only lightsaber rifle?
Yeah.
Why is this a question for me?
Their faces are killing me.
Who is the one person in the Jedi Temple that you would slaughter immediately?
Librarian?
Librarian?
Yeah.
She had a rifle.
A full rifle that was powered by kyber crystals, but it was only able to shoot sort of 5 to 6 powerful blasts of energy before it became useless.
Bro, that's badass.
I know, I'm no longer breaking down the library door with a rifle.
I am killing her and I'm taking it. That'll make a really fine addition to my Jedi temple. I'm sure General Grievous really wanted to get hers.
Question number 12. It's almost a Star Wars rite of passage to lose a hand in a fight. What's the name of this technique?
Cut your hand off.
Say it again.
It is a Star Wars rite of passage to lose a hand in a fight. Like the lightsaber forms, this technique also has a name. What is the name?
Lizard tail.
Lizard tail. Close? No.
It was a good guess, because they lose their tails to run away.
So this technique of removing an opponent's hand during a fight is known as Chomai.
Chomai.
Why?
You chow my hand off.
Oh my god.
And this is our 100th question on Lightsaber Radio. How long is Yoda's lightsaber hilt?
Like 8 inches.
Bit generous, Garrison, bit generous.
I'd say
6 inches.
So
it's not about the size, it's about how he uses it.
Our favorite Yoda comes in at a respectable, but just above average, 5.5 inches.
Yikes.
Hey. I said 5.
Did you? Oh, you can have the point. There you go. Question number 14. In Legends,
I'm lagging and this is crap, okay?
I'm sorry, CJ. In Legends, how many lightsabers make it into General Grievous' lightsaber collection?
4.
No.
6.
No. CJ, any guesses?
21.
9.
21? 9. No. The answer is in Legends, he ended up with 31 lightsabers, but in canon, only 11.
And
the final question, which I thought this was really, really interesting. What color was Ahsoka's lightsaber meant to be before George Lucas put a complete stop to the idea? Garrison?
White.
Oh, so close.
Gray.
No. CJ, any guesses? Garrison? In the meantime? Clear. No. Clear. So originally, as we know, Ahsoka was created by Dave Filoni, and when she was being put into live action, when she was being put into the Clone Wars, Filoni wanted her lightsaber to be yellow because she's a guardian protector, and George Lucas stepped in and went, no, nobody is having a yellow lightsaber. No.
And then
I agree with that assessment. If you have a yellow lightsaber, you should just be kicked out of Star Wars.
Well, the only people that had a yellow lightsaber were the temple guards.
Exactly. That was his point. He felt that it was it wasn't her. It wasn't the right choice for her. So it ended up being 2 different shades of green. She technically has a green saber and a lime saber.
Well, and then after she left the Jedi Order, and then hers, they go what, white?
She gained 2 Sith lightsabers, which she then meditated on for a period of time to purge purge the crystals of their dark side powers and turn them both white, which is something only certain Jedi can do and requires a great amount of power.
I'll tell you, when we was over there talking about the dopest Jedi and all that,
nobody said Ahsoka. I'm so sorry, Queen.
Ahsoka. And Ahsoka is dope. Like,
dope.
Ahsoka is super dope.
Congratulations on finishing this week's episode of the Impossible Quiz, Garrison. I think you might win.
Just because I know lightsaber combat.
Just because you know lightsaber combat.
And because CJ is lagging very bad because he had his hand up a lot. He just couldn't put
it. Oh, bless him.
Don't take this away from me.
Instead of Captain, hold on, we're going to put Captain Log on.
It's outrageous.
It's not funny.
I have had a wonderful recording with you guys this week. Thank you so much for the fun and the laughter. Has anybody got anything else they want to add before we say goodbye?
Hail Palpatine!
Hail Palpatine! Hail Grandad!
Palpatine 2024!
We have had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for listening. And take care, be safe, and may the Force be with you always. Thank you for tuning into LSR. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing so you can be notified when new episodes are released. If you would like to be a guest on the show or just want to give us some feedback, feel free to email us. You can also reach out to us on all major social media platforms. They're linked in the show notes below. Lightsaber Radio is produced by Pick Film Media and is a Sway Cast original, starring Charlie Harwood, Garrison Turcotte, CJ Elliott, and Kyle McDaniel. And don't forget to join us next time for more adventures in a galaxy far, far away.